White. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales, Australia, September 20th, 1894. Dear son Willie, when we returned from Sydney yesterday evening, we found your card and were pleased to receive those few lines. I know you are very much occupied at this time and therefore do not expect much. I am health-wise the same as usual. We, Brother Belden, Emily, Dr. Kellogg, and your mother, rode to Sydney to have an interview with Brother McCullough in reference to camp meeting arrangements. Stephen went to have his teeth business arranged, and I wished to see what I could have done to improve my teeth so that I could masticate my food. I can get an upper and lower set for 10 guineas or cheaper ones for less money, but I do not know yet what I shall do. Sister Caro writes me she wishes to make me another set before I go out of her hands, but I see no probability of this being brought about. Brother Belden pays £6 for a double set. We did not decide on anything in reference to myself. I had a talk with Brother McCullough. All think he gets much better prices on lumber than in Melbourne. He feels very much pleased with the advantages of the location for the campground. The retirement, freedom from noise and carriages, is as favorable as at Brighton, if not more so. Last Sabbath, Brother Belden, Emily, and your mother rode to Kellyville, and we had a good meeting. I tried to encourage them, and Brother Firth's wife was present. I spoke words for her benefit. She wept much when I was speaking. I then said words of encouragement at the close of the meeting, exhorting her to hold fast the faith, and she might win back her husband and his brother. She said, weeping, "I shall not yield the Sabbath, for it is the truth, and I dare not imperil my soul, for I want to be saved, and maybe my husband and brother may come back. I am questioning on my way home what I should do about Parramatta meeting." Brother McCullough spent all day at Seven Hills. I was somewhat weary, but I decided to go to Parramatta and was glad I did. Brother Goodman's family were there. Sister Price, the one so long sick, was accompanied by a young man who bore a good, sensible countenance, who listened with great attention and with tears during the discourse. The schoolteacher's wife and son were also present. When we entered the church, Brother Smith was in the stand. Although it was early, before time, I stepped up in the desk, and after bustling about a little he stepped down, but he gave out the hymn and stepped up in the desk to read the hymn. As soon as the hymn was closed, I knelt and prayed. At the social service he took it, apparently, completely on himself, seated himself facing the congregation, and almost preached a discourse before giving the others a chance to speak. His movements were painful to me and entirely out of place. How glad I was that the people assembled were not afflicted with any more of his service than they did have. I think it is time something was done in this case. Sunday afternoon we rode to Prospect, and Brother McCullough said the church all wanted me to give the discourse, so I complied with their request. I send it with this letter. Fanny took it in longhand and got nearly the whole of it. She rode up with Brother and Sister Belden and your mother. The house was full. Several who have been and are still interested in the truth, men and fine-looking women, were present. Everything passed off very nicely. The church looked neat and nice. It was tastefully decorated with evergreens and flowers and a very appropriate motto. Dr. Kellogg took a part in the meeting, and he gave a discourse in the evening. Brother McCullough says he did well, and the meeting was excellent. Quite a number of outsiders attended. But I must close this and not worry you with unnecessary things. I am expected to speak in the church at Prospect on the morrow, Brother Kellogg in Parramatta, if Brother Smith does not get the start of him. Brother McCullough thought it best for him to speak in Sydney next Sabbath. Kellyville will have no one with them next Sabbath. I am sorry. I wish they could have someone with them. Mother.